Shop Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Start your year off right in a brand new Ram. The Ram gives you the ruggedness you need for your work projects and the luxury you deserve for everyday driving. And we're bringing you some of the best deals to get your year started in a new truck. Shop online at WoodhouseChryslerJeepDodge.com or stop out and see us for a test drive in Blair. Bringing the best deals to you. This is Woodhouse.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Friday. Big weekend plans.
Football.
Oh,
football.
That's right. A lot of football. A lot of football.
Yeah.
I didn't start till tomorrow, though. I don't know what we're going to watch tonight. We're going to watch tonight. What do you want to watch tonight, guys? Nothing's really on.
No.
Your Packers are on tomorrow, Craig.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
You should be. It's football. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my Chiefs. No, I'm not. Screw the Browns. Go Chiefs. If your Packers lose, I won't say a word on Tuesday.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate
that. I'll say about 1,000 words, actually.
I'm sure you won't text us.
Nope.
As soon as the clock hits zero.
One thing we don't do. You don't text me when the Steelers lose. I don't text you guys.
I guess we don't, do we?
No, we don't really do that.
I think we all know that once we get out of this building, we should be shielded from each other's crap for a little while.
For a minute,
because we got to go right back into it a day later.
Last week specifically, I was already asleep by the time they actually lost.
That's a good point. But even in the past, we really don't talk about it much during the game.
Oh, no, it was pretty much lost by the end of the first quarter.
True.
Looking back at it,
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think you'll beat the Rams, though. I'm not just saying it to be, I think next week you could be a better game.
No matter who
wins next week. Yeah. I mean, no matter who wins, the Saints or the Bucks. Kind of hoping the Bucks win.
I don't like either of them.
I want to see the Bucks. I like Breeze. I like the Saints, but I'm hoping the Bucks win because I really want to see Brady and Rodgers. That way, at least me personally, I win because one of those guys loses.
It would be ideal.
And I don't really – I know you know I hate Rodgers, but I do not want to see Brady there either. So, to me, I win because one of those will go to the Super Bowl, but one is not.
But here's the angle to look at it. If Brady wins this weekend, that means he's one step closer to getting to another Super Bowl.
I don't even care about that. He's not a Patriot. I really don't. I will root against him in the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. But he's not a Patriot.
Yeah, I still find him very hateable.
So do I. But the Patriots don't get up. Patriots do not. I like it because Patriot fan, no matter what they say, Tampa, we still love Brady. You don't like Brady.
No.
He left you, and you're not in the playoffs.
But I don't want to hear people crowing about Brady with his 7 rings. Shut up.
He's the best ever anyway. Who cares?
I know, but I just don't want any more of it.
A Rams-Bucks NFC Championship game would be ideal.
Yes.
For who?
Yes. No, I don't mind the Saints either. I know you hate the Saints. But
for America.
Yeah.
We need healing.
I'm rooting for the Saints because of Katrina.
Well, I mean, how do you not?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You'd have to be heartless not to root for them after that.
Whatever.
Steelers got rid of a bunch of coaches yesterday.
That's what you do.
Most of them on offense.
Yeah. What are the games? You guys are early tomorrow.
Packers Rams at 3:30 Central tomorrow. Bucks Ravens is
game. The Ravens, that's right.
Tomorrow night at 7.
Bills Ravens.
Bills Ravens. Right. Excuse me. Noon on Sunday. It's 2 on Sunday is the Chiefs Browns
Central. Yeah.
And then Bucks Saints is the 5:30 Central Sunday night game.
All right. I wish I knew I knew some Browns fans. Back east, I know a couple, and I know some around here, too. So I can ride their ass if they lose. I know a lot of Chief fans. If the Browns upset the Chiefs.
Please.
Nick will be. That'll be fun. I know Packer fans I can give crap to. I don't know Saint fan I can give crap to, so I don't really care. And you're right, I'll give Brady loser than I can give. I don't know any Buccaneer fans, though. I really don't. Not real ones.
No.
I got no. Oh, I do.
You know someone that lives there.
No, yeah, but he's.
Tony, but yeah. Yeah, he's.
No, actually, I do know.
I don't care.
One of the dads, I know a dad that's a Buck fan.
And really, at this point, if you give Bills or Browns fans crap, do they care? I mean,
yes.
They've made it further than they should have now.
I mean, because I'm with you, Puss. But we've always talked about this, at least on this show. If you don't win the Super Bowl, you lose.
I know, after so many years of sucking so bad, those fan bases are probably, I mean.
No, Browns fans want to win.
No, I think Brown fan and Bill fan, their team has exceeded their expectations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I think the that's what Browns I'm saying. Have. Yeah. The Bills were supposed to be good, and they are good.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. I think a Chiefs-Bills AFC championship would be a great game.
I think that's what we're going to get.
I think it is.
Yep. It will be a great game. You're right, Puss. The Bills could be
I'm not counting out the Bills. I think they could win that game.
No, the Bills could beat the Chiefs, yeah. I'm with you.
For the record, the Browns, Andy Reid has never lost to the Browns. He's 7-0 against the Browns.
Most people haven't lost to the Browns. They sucked for 20 years.
A long time.
So, you know.
Yeah, these are the good Browns. Of course.
Screw the Browns.
Space travel company Blue Origin hopes to see passengers in orbit this spring by April. This is the Jeff Bezos company.
Yeah, I'm not ready to get in a spaceship right now.
Really, April?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a successful test flight. They're going to have another one. Hopefully, it will be successful as well. And then they're going to start flying humans.
Well, this is the kind where they just break the barrier and come back down, right?
I don't know.
You don't stay up there and for a couple of weeks and
probably.
Have a good time.
No, right? No. Yeah, you're probably just doing the they got to go through some testing.
Right.
Those low orbital flights.
Yeah. Yes, this is passengers in orbit, though.
I'm not going to be alive.
Or at least getting up to that spot.
I'm not going to be alive where I would. They're not going to be advanced enough where I'm still alive where I would do this. I'd want to be the kind of guy that fly, like in movies, fly up and hang around. You know, go to the bar, like the futuristic movies. Riding on a spaceship rocket to break the space barrier for like 2 minutes to come back down. That, why?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'll go when they get like a starship, like the Enterprise.
That's it, yeah.
Well, or at least maybe the 90-year hypersleep, and then you wake up on the other end and it's a whole new civilization.
Yeah.
I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't very adventurous.
Would you fly to you? Well, first they wouldn't take you. They would. You had the money, they'd take you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is you get 2 minutes in orbit for what? $8 million.
Well, we don't know what you're getting
something.
With this.
Yeah, this is the one with the.
It's probably not cheap.
Yeah, they're cracking the orbit and coming back down right away. It's not. You're not up there 2 weeks.
No.
I've read these stories. But, how they're going
to
do this?
Okay, but let's say you're up there flying around in orbit long enough to go for the Earth to rotate a few times. Is that enough?
What's the price?
I don't like flying, Craig. Why would
I
like
this? Well, that's okay, but now you're bringing a whole different thing into it.
I couldn't do it. I'd be too scared. And they probably don't like to get drunk and have a good time either. You got to be completely sober.
No, they don't want you to have a good time on those things.
No.
They want you to hate every second of it. You make an excellent point.
It's not a vacation flight. You're flying totally sober with a mask on and oxygen.
How do you know?
Because I've seen stories on this. It's basically cracking the surface of out of the atmosphere, and you float around, and you come back down. I remember seeing Tom Hanks signed up for
this. Yeah, I forget
ago.
What.
Do we get to see the Earth go around 2-3 times?
I don't know. If they asked, Nick.
Well, that would be cool.
Right. I don't know how that works. I don't think you can actually watch the Earth rotating.
You're not that high.
Because you're moving.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say you're going the other way.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't know they did that.
I'd pay to see.
Which way do they go? But either way, they see the Earth rotate several times a day.
I'd see you
on the space station.
I'm not that. You're right. I'm not that. I would not. Todd doesn't even want to do that, and he'll do anything.
Oh, I'd do that as long as I got a window seat. That's one where you want a window.
There you go. That's where you want a window seat.
That's extra.
You don't want the middle seat on the space station.
No,
the spaceship.
You don't want the aisle seat either. You want the window seat,
right?
So you can see the Earth.
They should all be window seats.
Now, how big is this spaceship? How many people can they get on?
It's like about 14.
Okay.
It's tube.
I have no idea.
It's a tube.
I thought they would have that information.
And you know the space.
Not in this thing I've got.
The space aisle donkeys aren't going to be any nicer than the regular ones.
No. No vodka.
And pay all that money and still get berated by the aisle donkeys?
Right.
No, you still deserve it.
Let's not muddy the water.
I'd pay to see Uranus rotate a few times, Craig.
Thank you.
You've seen that.
Yeah, but I'd pay again.
Did Craig spin?
Some call it twerking.
Right. Since he lost all that ass, he's now a spinner.
Yes, he
he's
is.
He's a spinner from the waist down.
Yeah,
No, someday I'd love to go, like, you know, if they made a Starship Enterprise, I'd go on a space cruise.
That's different. Of course I would do that in the future, but we're not going to be alive for that. Those kind of movies are cool. I like those kind of movies.
You need to watch that series that was on HBO, Todd, Avenue 5.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really funny.
It is funny.
The guy from House, well, I forget his name.
Is there a second season of that or not?
I think they said there was going to be.
Okay, with COVID.
Hugh Laurie?
Yeah, Laurie.
Oh, it's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I watched it too.
But it's set on like a big, you know, in the future, a space cruise, that type of thing. And, you know, obviously things go wrong and hilarity ensues.
So one of my favorite things about flying is the actual takeoff. Taking off on a rocket has got to be an extraordinary experience.
A lot different than a plane. Yeah. You're right. That's straight up in the air. Right?
See, I hate to take off on a plane.
Here's the deal, Craig. Good chance we'll name an elementary school after you soon after that, though. Somebody's going to die in one of these.
Yeah. How do you mean there's a good chance?
Well,
what do you mean good chance? Greater than 50% chance these people aren't going to make it?
No, much less than that. Less than that.
So that's not a good chance.
No. Plus, they have the name of elementary school after you.
Craig, I think you'd like the rocket takeoff better than the plane takeoff, because the plane takeoff lasts too long.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The rocket, you just blast, you get up to speed pretty quickly.
Well, within seconds.
And then you're cruising.
Yeah, it takes a bit, I think.
No, when I had the opportunity to fly with the Blue Angels, we did one of those rocket-style takeoffs.
Oh, okay.
And you really didn't. You pulled some G's, but it was, you know, lasted really briefly.
Okay.
But we got up. We were basically straight up and down.
Yeah, but you
went up in the air pretty quick and then leveled off. And, you know, it felt better than the elongated, you know, jet takeoff.
Yeah, I've got no issue with that either, though.
I hate the jet takeoff because I always feel like if the plane's going to explode, that's when it's going to explode.
That is the most dangerous time.
I mean when you're closest to the ground?
Yeah, taking off and landing. Yeah.
Just if it's just going to burst. Yeah. Like if the engine's not feeling it that flight.
I'm with you, Nick. I like landing better than taking off, but I heard they're both just as dangerous. They're the two dangerous parts of any flight. I mean, dangerous.
When you're closest to the earth?
Yeah, well, just a wrecking.
Yeah, mechanically.
Yeah, I like landing more than I like taking off. I'm with you on that, Nick.
Yeah, if the plane's going to bust apart, it will probably be taking off or
taking
landing.
Yeah, right.
But I'll be there to hold your hand. I'm a good hand holder during the
But I'll be there to cut the rivet on the Craig Evans Elementary School.
Thank you.
I'd help you out with that.
They won't let me read there.
I think we'd all be there. I'd be the first guy. If you died on like a Challenger situation, I'd be the first guy to nominate you to elementary school.
The kids will love the park.
Well, they'd make you be the first guy. There would be a small group of people pushing you to the forefront.
I'd have to introduce it. I named elementary school after my buddy Craig Evans.
Just because I said I would.
Now, on the side of the building, would we put Craig Evans Elementary, he's dead now?
No. If you're on an elementary school, you're dead.
No, that's
not
true.
But I think,
most of the time you are.
I think in this case, you got to put the words up there.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Most of the time, you are dead.
Yeah, that's an inspiration to elementary school students everywhere.
Right.
He's dead now.
Yeah. Someday you could be dead and have a school
he
named after
you,
He did
all this stuff, but he's dead. Let's focus on the reality of the situation.
Would you rather have a middle
he's
school?
He's dead now.
A middle school. Would you ever have a middle school named after you? That's a little creepier. I think elementary school you stay.
I'm afraid of this conversation.
Yeah, me too. That's why I started it.
I think you'd rather have an elementary school because middle school sucks.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kids are going to look up to you in middle school. I mean, in elementary school. Yeah, middle school kids go, "Who's this Craig Evans guy? Oh, look at this douche."
Yeah, I think people have more of an attachment to their elementary school.
Oh, than their middle school.
They're there longer, and it's not as horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys had middle schools. That's cute.
We called it junior high when I was in school, but yeah, same thing.
Yeah, so did we.
Yeah. And middle school, that wasn't even a term.
It was 7th and 8th grade, and it was junior high.
Yeah,
we only had two buildings.
Mine was 8th and 9th.
We only had two buildings.
We had the elementary school.
Oh, you went to Puss's Farm, right?
They moved us to the crappy part of the building when we got to junior high, and then a separate building.
And then, Craig, when people answer their security questions years from now, where'd you go to elementary school? Craig Evans Elementary. There you go.
Yeah.
That's your password.
The first school I went to.
First of all, you have to die a horrible, you know, fiery death.
No.
But your name would be there.
You just got to be notable.
No, Craig does to get on the school.
Well, for Tyler's
Yeah, they're not going
to
name
bar.
A
bar. I have to die in a space accident.
Yeah, you're yeah.
I don't think
that's
so.
The bar.
They're not going to offer you. They're not going to name anything after you just because you die of alcohol there is poison.
There is nothing.
It's got to be a space rocket.
Right. They're not going to name an elementary school after a cautionary tale.
No. He did a lot of drugs.
He's dead now.
He was kind of a sarcastic asshat, but that's what we named him after.
And it's got to be. You're right. It's got to be either at war. Which ain't going to happen.
No.
So the only closest you have the name, that is the thing, the closest your name will be on an elementary school, unless it says, don't let this guy in, that's different, would be a space accident. I'm right, ain't I?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you're going to get any closer than just being nominated, and that'd be me nominated.
Again, not the point. It's an honor just to be nominated.
Yes, it is.
So there's no elementary school, no junior high, no high school? Named after somebody who's still alive?
Yeah, there's Barack Obama schools over the place.
Oh, I forgot about Barack. Right. Yeah. There'll be Trump schools.
There's all kinds of schools all over the place named
they're
after people that are alive.
Law.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are teaching Sharia
there's,
law.
What's the one in King of the Hill? James Woods, right?
No, they changed it.
No, that's
the Tom Landry Middle School.
It's Tom Landry.
It's Adam West. Yeah. Adam West, though.
No. Yeah, that's what it is.
But he's
they got rid
now.
Of James Woods mainly because Adam West died and James Woods is horrible.
Nutty.
Wait, that was Family Guy?
Yeah, that's Family Guy. The high school and Family Guy.
Yeah, Tom Landry was King of the Hill.
That's yeah, I'm Hill. Sorry.
That makes more sense.
It does.
It does. Tax season coming up. The IRS ready to help taxpayers get an early start on the 2020 returns. IRS Free File is up and running. The site provides access to private companies that offer free tax prep to millions of Americans making less than $72,000 a year. That means about 70% of all tax filers are eligible to use the service once you get your W-2, which this year should be no later than February 2nd.
We got ours yesterday. Hey, did you...
You can get them online.
I got them in the mail yesterday, actually, too. Did you guys... do you know if you had to pay taxes on your money?
We do not.
Okay, good.
That's good.
That's good. Because you're going to get $1,400 more, by the way. I saw that.
They said $2,000.
Well, yeah, that includes the $600 you already got.
Yeah, that is.
Yes. Don't start bitching over it anymore.
Asterisk.
Impeach! Impeach!
Yeah, there's the first article right there.
They want you to not be able to read, by the way. I saw that story last night, too, and I imagine somebody bitching right away. Hey, it was $2,000. Yeah, if you had $600 to $1,400, that's $2,000. Oh, you're right. Impeach.
I saw a bunch of stuff on Twitter that's like, this is how it starts. The Democrats are already pussies.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
People are idiots. Well, we know that. I don't even give them any breath anymore.
Like, what did you expect from Joe Biden?
Right. You're getting money.
Secret Service reportedly paying $3,000 a month for a studio apartment.
So they can bang chicks?
No, so they can pee.
Listen to this. This was Ivanka and Jared's deal. We were paying
$3,000 a month for a studio apartment so the Secret Service protecting Ivanka and Jared can pee and go to the bathroom. The Washington Post reports the couple instructed Secret Service members not to use any of their six bathrooms in the house.
Six bathrooms.
And so they've spent more than $100,000 so far to rent the basement studio apartment from a neighbor of the Kushner family.
I let a cable guy crap in my house once. I mean, you got to go.
Do you regret that?
No. It wasn't.
You don't regret it.
It was some worker doing something. I think I was getting a patio built. Dude goes, man, I got to go bad. I said, don't worry, man. Yeah. Right down there, go ahead.
Yeah, because you know what? He's a human being.
Yeah, human being. But Ivanka and Jared are the worst people in the world, by the way. We know that.
Yeah.
They have a six-bedroom mansion in D.C., where I saw that. And they rented an apartment for them to pee.
So that dude didn't just completely blow up your bathroom?
Right. And can't you just
don't remember.
Didn't piss care. And poop in the Capitol Rotunda now? Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's America. Take back your country with your poop.
That'll show them.
Yeah. You got to poop? Well, Pelosi's office is right down there.
That's right.
You just drop a deuce right in front of her door.
These people are protecting their lives.
Yep.
Yeah. Officials at a British school are apologizing after a teacher accidentally sent her students a poem about incest. The middle school teacher in East Yorkshire.
Is it stepson porn? Because that's not incest.
Meant to send her students a video reading of a poem called The Car Trip. However, she actually sent a link, actually and accidentally sent a link of a reading of a parody called The Horrible Car Trip,
whoa,
which turns the story about two siblings arguing into an incestual journey.
Brother and sister start sucking face.
The video
among
sent via
things,
Google Classroom was up for an hour before parents complained and it was taken down. School officials say changes are now being made to ensure share content is thoroughly checked over by instructors.
Would you rather? I'm not going there.
Your sister.
Yeah, I wanted to scare people. I wanted to scare people with my would you rather, and I wasn't going to go any further than that. Relax.
Your sister.
That wasn't the question.
Ah, like that scene in We're the Millers. Where the stepsister is teaching the stepbrother how to kiss.
That's right.
And the girl that the stepbrother likes, you know, accidentally walks into the trailer
and catches
the two of them kissing.
That's right.
There had to be some kid that watched that video and looked over at his sister like, hey.
Oh, it's cool?
Right. Look, it's in my homework.
Yeah, I know, but it's maybe a stepsister. You know, like a Greg and Marcia kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
that was a tense scene.
Let's talk about that next.
What, incest?
Or Greg and Marcia?
Stepmom and MILF porn.
Yeah, oh,
all right.
This,
sure. This good tease.
This is how you're going to get on. Right. This is how you're going to get your name on an elementary school, Greg.
Is there a particular
stories like this
that you would like me to research during the break?
Research.
Pick one, Todd.
No. They're all over.
All right.
I'll pick one.
Yeah, let's talk about that next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Empire.